Hey, welcome to Why Am I a Knicks Fan? I'm comedian Miller Mark. It's time to put on your knickers and talk some Bockers basketball. And holy guacamole, the season is over. The Knicks won 50 games for the first time since 2012-2013. They're the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. They somehow climbed a couple spots to get all the way up to the 2 seed, so they avoid the troublesome, the very good Boston Celtics, the number 1 seed until the Eastern Conference Finals, if they can make it that far. And in the opening round, they are playing the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers beat the Heat in the 7 seed game, so obviously we have home court advantage. And the series starts tomorrow, April 20th. It's going to be an interesting series because Joel Embiid is back. He's not in the greatest of shape, so hopefully we can kind of wear him out and run him up and down, because in that game against the Heat for the 7 seed, he looked a little winded, and as we all know, he's not the let's say most durable and in shape player of all time. And we have a ton of big bodies to throw at him because Mitchell Robinson is back. We got Hartenstein, whatever his name. We got Isaiah. We got Jericho Sims. If we want to give him a few minutes to bang bodies with Joel Embiid. We also have Precious Achiuwa. So we got a lot of bodies to throw at him, and it is one of our stronger positions. The Knicks were 3-1 versus the Sixers in the season, in the season series. Embiid only played 1 game, I believe, but, you know, it's pretty good. 3-1. I like our odds, even though the odds makers have it basically an even series because Embiid is playing. Now, if Embiid gets into his MVP form, then we got trouble. But I'm hoping the Knicks just push the pace and make his big butt run, because he's a big boy. OG is back as well, and the Knicks are 20-3 with him in the lineup. So that's great news to have him back. Julius Randle, unfortunately, opted for season-ending shoulder surgery, so he's not available until they said he's going to be reevaluated in September. So that was some sad news that happened in early April. He tried his hardest to come back, but he saw 2 specialists, and they both said it could pop out again, his right shoulder, and it might cause significant damage. So they decided to just, you know, have him get the operation and be full go next season. So that was a little bit disappointing. But Brunson, our MVP, he might be a top 5 MVP candidate at the end of the year, because he won Eastern Conference Player of the Month in March. He won Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the last week of the season. For the season, he averaged 28.7 points a game, so basically 29, and 6.7 assists a game. He averaged 35.9 in April. He was getting 35-plus pretty much every game, carrying us down the stretch to the 2 seed. He dropped 61 versus the Spurs in overtime, which is one off the franchise record set by Carmelo Anthony against the, I guess they were the Bobcats then, and I'd just like to brag that I was in attendance for that game, and I was so happy because Kobe Bryant had the record at Madison Square Garden, or the new Madison Square Garden, and, you know, I wanted a Knick to hold the most points at the Garden, so I was happy to be at that game. The Knicks had a huge win in Boston during the last week of the season. They won 118-109, but they were up by 20 and I think even 30, so that was a big win. Dante DiVincenzo set the franchise record for threes made in a season, 283. He averaged 15.5 points a game, shooting 40% from downtown. He's really stepped up since Randle and OG had been out, and now that Randle's out, he's kind of the third option with OG being in there. The sad thing is he's ineligible by mere seconds to get most improved player, because they have these new parameters that you got to hit. I guess parameter is the right word. Some levels, enough games, and enough seconds played or whatever, and he didn't hit that. Otherwise, I mean, it's the signing of the year in the NBA because he's been a steal. Also, Paul Reed, the backup center for the Sixers, had some interesting comments saying they wanted the Knicks because it's the easier matchup. Now, the stars for the Sixers didn't say any dumb crap like that. They were just very like, hey, the Knicks are a good team, so they weren't giving any bullet board material. But the backup center is always good. He was on a podcast, and from what people know about podcasts, you say stupid stuff because you're on there too long. But I'm really excited to get this one started. I mean, we're back in the playoffs. 50 wins for the Knicks doesn't happen every year. As you can tell, 2012, 2013, when Carmelo was in his peak as a Knick. So it's been a long time. But let's go Knicks. All right, I'll be back. All right, a couple of things that I didn't get to in the tip-off. Malachi Flynn, our former player that we got from the Raptors, who's now a Detroit Piston, had 50 points versus the Hawks late in the season. Who the heck would have guessed that? Dick Barnett, the legendary Dick Barnett from the 70s for the Knicks, got inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame for 2024. So congratulations, Mr. Barnett. For that very good honor, or very high honor. I don't know what I'm saying right now. The Knicks were also fined $25,000 for, they said one game in Toronto, Mitchell Robinson was listed as out, and then all of a sudden he played in the game. So the NBA fined the Knicks $25,000 for that, I guess, kind of cheating, because you say a guy's out, and then all of a sudden he's suiting up. It's a bit weird. All right, the upcoming schedule for the series with the Sixers. Game 1 is tomorrow, April 20th. Game 2, Monday, April 22nd. Game 3, well, obviously games 1 and 2 are at home. Game 3 is in Philadelphia, 4/25. Game 4, in Philadelphia, April 28th. Game 5, April 30th. That's in New York. All right, I'm screwing this up. Game 6, back in Philadelphia, May 2nd, and Game 7, if necessary, actually Games 5, 6, and 7 are if necessary. Game 7, if necessary, is May 4th. All right, let's take this in 4. Let's go! All right, the 12th man is in the game, which means this podcast is almost over. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Why Am I a Knicks Fan, on Twitter at Why Am I Knicks Fan, Facebook fan page, Why Am I a Knicks Fan. You can email the show, Why Am I a Knicks Fan, at Outlook.com. I almost didn't finish that sentence. I really appreciate you all listening, and I want to thank the jazzy new music. Thanks to my buddy, Michael Redial. All right, I'll catch you all next time. Have a good one.